Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, the last break of the day.
All right, y'all, here I go. Listen to me. This is some encouragement for everybody. I'm going to use myself as an example because that's the experiences I have. I've understood something about my life, and you should understand it about yours too, that I've been processed over the years. And the process is never comfortable. It's because you're processing, you know, and what you're going to look like when you come out ain't going to be the same thing it looked like when it went in, because you're being processed. If you put food in a food processor, what comes out of it don't look like what went in it. But it's uncomfortable in the process. But I want everybody to understand that we are all being processed. And what we looking right now ain't how we gonna be looking when we come through it. So be strong and hang in there, because you ain't going through nothing that nobody else went through. You're being processed. See, a lot of things happened to me in my life. I've actually heard people say I was done, washed up. That ought to do it for him. I actually heard a lady in a blog on a situation, they were talking about me. They said he's buried. They just burying him. They want to get rid of him, so they burying him. I wanted so bad to say something, but I didn't. I held my peace. I stayed on the wall. So I don't always stay on the wall, but this time I did. But you know some of y'all, when they write you off and they say you buried, what they don't realize is I wasn't actually being buried. I was actually being planted. See, they look like the same thing, but they not the same thing. See, when you bury something, you saying goodbye to it. I'll never see you again. So we burying you, I'm saying goodbye to it. But when you plant something, what you're doing is you're repositioning it. You're putting it from one place over to another place so you can reposition it again so they can come back up again. See, so every time people thought I was buried, they didn't realize I was actually getting planted. God is taking you and placing you in another situation so you can come back up again. And to come back up this time will be always higher than the place that they thought you got buried in. Man, you better hear what I'm trying to tell y'all. You got to deal with the process. Don't worry about them laughing at you, talking about you buried now. No, you ain't buried. You've been planted. All God doing is he moving you to another position so you can come back up stronger, taller, bigger, and brighter. And I want you to understand something too. On your way to greatness, you have to incubate greatness. That God inside of you, he gonna take you through some things that's gonna put you in some positions, man. That God inside of you, he gonna take you through some situations that's crushing. He gonna take you to some dark places. God gonna take you through some isolated places. He gonna take you to some places that's overlooked and ignored. See, so that greatness in you can germinate in a private place. Because y'all want to know something? Greatness ain't never germinated in public. Did you hear what I said? Greatness has never germinated in public. You ain't never seen nobody become great right before your eyes. No, they always show up somewhere and all of a sudden they different. They make a comeback when you thought they was buried and you found out they was planted. They've been somewhere in a dark place when everybody had written them off. That's how you become great. You get incubated. You get in some dark places, some isolated places, some overlooked and ignored places. So that greatness can germinate in a private place. In the dark. See, when you plant it, you got to have dirt on top of you. You got to get the dirt on top of you to get planted. You can't put a seed out on the concrete and expect it to grow. You got to put it under the ground. You got to put it in a dark place so it can germinate, where people forget about it for a minute. That's how you become great. So when you're going through the process, remember this. It don't look like what it did when it went in. It's called a process. It's going to reappear, and it's going to be what God wanted to be. So all of y'all that's going through the process, understand that that's all it is. It's a process. And when you come up, the ones that think you buried, they're going to find out you just got planted. That's all it is. I've been replanted over and over and over. It just happened to me recently. I'm back up again. That's because that God you serve, he a good God, man. He really is. Those are my closing remarks.
Oh, amen to that, Steve. Yeah.
And amen.
Amen. Amen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's Friday.
Well,
baby.
You can say it. You can say it now.
Hey, this ain't nothing new. Have yourself a great weekend. Didn't I tell you?
It's here.
I live my life with the expectation that greatness is always coming, even if it don't seem like it's coming no time too soon. It's on the way. Have yourself a great weekend. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.